Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for sharing the show, and for all the ratings and reviews. I really appreciate it, and I wouldn't be able to spread my passion without your support. So thank you so much. Today I'm going to talk about communicating after separation requests have been made, divorce threats, and angry outbursts. We can all easily communicate in relationships when things are going well. But when we feel upset, frustrated, let down, or angry, outbursts are happening, it can be downright difficult to communicate. So I'm going to be sharing with you some tips today to guide you through this, how to communicate through these difficult times. And this is actually, some of this has been taken from the 18 principles of successful communication that I go through with people one-to-one, as well as the communication tips inside my audio programs. So if you want to get more support, if you like what you're hearing, then definitely start there or with me one-to-one. Because communication, for it to be effective and help a marriage, it needs to be forward focused. As you probably know by now, hopefully you've listened to a lot of my podcasts, then I focus on the solutions rather than the problems. Many couples waste years trying to get results by sharing everything they don't like about each other, everything they're unhappy about in the relationship, and it gets them absolutely nowhere. Or they go to therapy, they pay good money, and all they're doing is having session after session, no real structure and guidance, going over the past. So let's just go through some of the basic tips here with you in communication when it's a bit strained at the moment. The first step would be to take some time out and to tune in to what you are feeling and what has been triggering you. Because once we understand ourselves really well, then we can communicate this for greater relationship happiness. It's very hard to communicate what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're needing, if you haven't taken that time out to really look at your behavior, look at yourself, look at the way you're communicating. So the first step is really to ask yourself, what am I really feeling? What is really bothering me? What do I really need changing in this relationship? And then it's important to communicate your feelings. An argument often develops from hidden emotions. Make sure that you understand your emotions and express them in a non-judgmental way. Now, I get that this might sound also really mundane here, so do forgive me, but it also can be really helpful and a great step for you and your partner to sit down and write down things that you both appreciate about each other and love about each other, and to share these at the beginning of a conversation. Now, that may seem a little bit far-fetched at the moment, but you want to make sure that you start your conversations in a calm way and you focus actually on some of each other's good qualities, because maybe you've been struggling in your relationship for some time and all you're thinking about is all the negative things that you don't like about your partner, what they do that triggers you, what they do that makes you unhappy, and it's not going very well. So this is how I start all of my online joint marriage coaching sessions. I have couples share the three things that they love and appreciate about each other the most. And then we move into the actions that they can take that are really going to start to make a difference by sharing what is important to them, what makes them feel loved, what makes them feel happy, things like needing more affection, things like needing more interesting, engaging conversation, things like needing more support around the house. I have a whole list of 20 different things, and people can add their own, of course, as well, so it's really effective for the couple. So First, share the things that you love and appreciate, and then share what you're doing well, like what you're appreciating in the actions that they're doing at the moment, and then moving into expressing your feelings. Keeping in mind all the time that avoiding conflict creates more conflict. And I've got a podcast episode on that, so definitely check that out if that's you. That used to be me. I used to avoid conflict thinking, okay, I'm making things better. But over time, actually, it makes things a lot worse. So once you've discussed the good parts of each other and your relationship, then it's really good to take it in turns to mention one part of your relationship that you feel needs improvement and what improvement looks like in your eyes. For example, I really feel like we don't spend enough quality time together, as you're constantly busy at work or on your phone. I feel that in order for our relationship to really get to a better place, we could perhaps have no phone time over dinner, or we could put our phones away at 9 o'clock so that we can just spend that time together. Or I'd really love to go on walks with you. Could we go on a few walks every week so that we get that time to connect? Would that suit your schedule? Would that be okay with your work? Something like that. Not telling someone what to do, basically. And in this way, you're also not attacking your partner. You're providing suggestions on how to improve the situation so that your partner knows what is expected. It's also a great way to discuss your relationship with a positive spin so that it keeps the conversation positive. Stating your desires instead of making any controlling statements. Like, you need to do this. We need to do that. We should do this. You know, no one likes to be told what to do, especially by our partner. And in this way, you're not, like I said, attacking them, which is really key. Because if we feel attacked, if we feel that someone's just having a go at us, we tend to just like switch off. And of course, if you're switching off to things in your marriage that are important, it's not going to help you. And if you've tried having these conversations before and they've resulted in no changes, you may find yourself feeling angry or resentful towards your partner. And if this is the case and you have seen little or no improvement, perhaps you need to take some time out to really evaluate where perhaps you're not listening to them or where you feel your relationship is going. At this point, you may want to think about a plan to walk towards, including how long you're willing to give it to see improvements. And that's just something for you to work out. And then you can express this to your partner, explaining that you've had previous conversations that have made no impact and now you're feeling frustrated and considering the future of your relationship. It's important to let them know how serious their inactions or actions are for you. Keeping in mind that this is a discussion where you want the best outcome, so no criticizing each other, no criticizing each other's personality, no saying you always do this, you never do this, because this again is just going to cause more tension than get any helpful results. And so in this case, it's important to say, I feel, sharing how you feel, and then sharing where you see your relationship heading. Showing them the seriousness, if it is a seriousness for you right now in the relationship. I get totally that if you're in the relationship right now and you're finding it very frustrating because you so want to be happy, you so want the home to be happy, and you just feel like you're the only one making the effort. And this is where it is important to either work with someone or work it out yourself. What are my limits? And also to look at, is what I'm asking them reasonable? Am I asking them to have a complete personality change? Or am I asking for some behavioral improvements? Is it possible for them to change? Is this something that I would ask of myself and be able to do? Often it comes up a lot that someone doesn't feel supported with organizing things or having help around the house. And for this, it's like, okay, can you divide the tasks so it doesn't feel all one-sided? Can you outline your expectations and then ask for their expectations and then find a middle way forward? Sometimes maybe hiring help to help you with the relationship. It may be hiring help to help you with the home, with the household tasks and the duties. It may be through busy periods in your life to have meals delivered to your home or to your office to support you. It may be working out a new budget to reduce any financial frustration. If you're the partner that's been asked to make changes and you've been on the receiving end of your partner's upset or hurt, it may be hard for you to take on board, to hear and to listen to how they are feeling. It can't be easy to know that you may be contributing to your loved one's pain. However, in order to save your relationship, it is so important for you to communicate your reasons and feelings as well, and not just shut down. Often when people hear they're being criticized or their partner's blaming them because they're feeling upset and hurt, the defense mechanism sometimes can be to just ignore it, to get busy into something else, and this, for obvious reasons, doesn't help. One thing important I want to highlight here is when you have these difficult conversations, it can be also so easy to fall into the pit of guilt and feeling defensive, because nobody likes to hear that they need to change. However, if your relationship is important to you and you understand that your partner is expressing their emotions because they care and they probably see it as something worth saving if they're having this conversation with you, then it's really a sign of strength, a sign of courage and maturity to listen and think to yourself, okay, maybe they have a valid point. Maybe what they're asking for is reasonable. Maybe I could change. Maybe I can do those things. Now, if you believe that you've honestly tried changing and it doesn't seem like it's enough for your partner, then this also needs to be expressed, because this comes up a lot in the work that I do, where people are sharing with me that they've tried changing. They've got the list from their partner of what they want to do. They're doing the list and their partner still wasn't happy. They're still focusing on all the negatives. They're still not seeing what they're doing. They're only seeing what they're not doing. And this can happen a lot in relationships as well. And that's why I really focus on clearing negativity. Listen to my Clearing Negativity podcast. I cover that in my audio programs with a lot of actions, because sometimes when we are down in life or down in the relationship, we can just notice all of the negative things. One lady that I was working with, she'd been advised by another marriage counsellor to write a list of all the negative things and to keep a journal of all the negative things. Can you imagine that? How unhelpful that is? Because everybody knows the benefits of feeling grateful for what we have in our lives. The more we do our gratitude list, the more we focus on the good things, the more great things and good things happen to us. The more we notice them, the better we feel. So if people are journaling on the negatives, focusing on the negatives, they see more negatives, feel more negatives, and then it becomes a vicious cycle. Communication is really important if you're having these tough conversations or these angry outbursts coming out. You want to make sure in your communication that you both feel valued. And if you haven't been taking action, you need to share why. Sometimes people don't take action because they're actually going through a bit of depression. Sometimes people don't take action because they're overwhelmed and overloaded at work. Sometimes people don't take action because they're actually addicted to whatever they're addicted to. So if there is a reason that you're finding it difficult to change, it's also important to say, look, I do want to change. You are important to me. This relationship is worth it. I'm struggling, and this is why I'm struggling. Being vulnerable sometimes can feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it's essential, because managing those expectations is a real key to happiness. Now, if your partner has not changed anything at all, and even though you've expressed your unhappiness, you need to decide what you want to move forward. Are you happy to keep going like this, or do you need change? Think about really what you want. Some people go into panic mode, and this definitely doesn't help the relationship either. Of course, it can be scary knowing that you could possibly lose the person you love, the family you've built, the dreams that you've had for your future. However, you have to be realistic and remain calm. Do not agree to change things that you're not sure you were able to do and stick to. or achieve realistically. Do not go into panic and make it all about you. Honesty is key. Honesty is not just about telling the truth either. It's also about telling the truth in a way that your partner will hear it and benefit from it. We all want to hear how great we are, of course, but we can also benefit from making some slight adjustments in how we do things. Maybe you feel the demands placed on you are unreasonable, so you could even suggest that having online marriage counselling or doing an audio program or discussing these expectations with another third party that you trust and respect, that has experience, can also help you move forward peacefully. Marriage is a constant work in progress if we want to keep happy and maintain happiness, because life changes all the time, we change all the time, and so anything that isn't constantly changing with these changes isn't going to work. It's natural to have difficult conversations with the one you love from time to time. It means there's a great level of trust and maturity between you both. Any relationship works better when problems are addressed together whilst considering the feelings of the other person. The best outcome two people in love will want is to discuss their marital worries and put together a great plan of action that helps the relationship evolve in a positive way. And that's what I really focus on in the first step. So do this. Really communicate in a way that brings out positive actions that you can do to start feeling better, to start heading in a new direction. If there are no real discussions, then it may be easier to end your relationship. But often this leaves people with regret for not giving their relationship or partner a real chance to change. In these kind of communications, at worst, these desires for change can either turn into excruciating, painful fights that go nowhere, or unspoken. And this unspokenness can manifest in an undercurrent of resentment and disappointment in the relationship. At best, there can be relatively calm but difficult discussions that can propel positive change. So what will you choose? To not discuss the relationship until another divorce threat, angry outburst, or separation request comes up? Or to sit down maturely, with or without help, to outline your expectations and wishes and see? So I've talked a lot there, and I just really want to summarise it for you so it's really, really easy. First of all, take some time to focus on what you're really feeling, what is triggering you, what changes you need to be happy, and are those changes that you need to be happy realistic and achievable? Then focus on the things that you love and appreciate about each other. Share the things that you love and appreciate and about each other, and then make your change requests. Now, my change requests, I have a list of 20 things and I ask people to pick 8 each. So there's like 8 big themes for change requests that they share, and then the couple share and then come to some agreement. You can make it as long or as short as you like. List the actions, do the actions. That is the biggest first step. Focus on clearing any negative thinking about yourself, about the relationship. Clear any resentment, anger from the past. You don't want to drag the past into you. And learn more integrated, supportive communication skills. This is essentially what I do when I help couples turn their marriage around, online or in my audio program. So this is the structure you can just follow if this is happening in your relationship. I hope this has been useful to you. As always, you can go to my website and get the 7 Secrets to Saving Your Marriage ebook. You can book a call with me to discuss my one-to-one work. And I'd be so, so grateful if you have enjoyed anything in the show to give it a rating or review. This really helps it become more visible in iTunes and then supports me to keep creating and giving time to make more content for you. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.